We rolled a 14 plus 8, I think it was. We succeeded. Cannot be played. Rest or use consumables to remove this. Oh, so the card, we get exhaustion cards in our deck is what happened. I see. You drop low, attempting to avoid the volley. You close in on the two remaining bandits and battle is joined. Cool. Hello, friends, and welcome to Turtle Power Presents the Power Playthroughs podcast with Turtle Power. I'm your host, Turtle Power, and this is the podcast where we play games in a powerful way. I feel like that was a good one. I got through that really well. Today, we're going to check out a game called Gordian Quest that I was sent a key for, some sort of a roguelite tactics game, which is hopefully loading. Right now, we're just looking at a black screen. There it is, Mixed Realms, and Swagsoft, and Coconut Island. This game has autosave. And here we go. Let's check options. Language is English. Audio, there's only music and sound volume, which means I'm probably doing some voices. Right, this is the card-based one. Oh, heck yeah. Campaign mode, play through the acts. A long-form epic experience that spans across multiple contents, 15 to 30 hours, or the realm mode, a quick and frantic mode that pits you against increasingly unfavorable odds to see how far you can go. So that's, I think, the roguelite mode. We're going to play the realm mode, obviously. We're going to play... I don't know if I picked Act 1 or Prologue there. In either case, we see a map.
Mass of land with bountiful resources, inhabited by both Vanai and man.
We see a bridge being drawn in
ink. The Vanai, relentless and greedy in their quest for knowledge, drew upon these resources to experiment with powers far beyond their understanding.
A bunch of wizards around a kinetic tornado spewing out runes.
The gods banished them and shattered Vrendia into pieces, marring each with a different curse.
Gods that look like they're straight out of the cosmic Marvel stuff.
Faded from history, and man was left to inherit the punishment.
Very unhappy looking people.
Centuries of chaos and fright ensued, and from the darkness, heroes were forged.
Cool looking heroes, one with a sword, one shooting a fireball out of his hand.
You are one of the few willing to brave the unforgiving threats of each region in search of a cure for Vrendia's curses.
More characters, they look like they're a mix of manga and Disney characters.
Westmire, a region slowly crumbling under the rift, an unholy gateway to the Nether Realm.
Earthquakes, bats, dragons.
You'll need to challenge and defeat the Rift Lord to purge Westmire of its curse.
Super cool looking Reaper guy.
Should you survive, remember that it's just the first of many cursed regions. Your quest is far from over.
All right, so far I'm very into the art style of this. I hope you're able
Your
to hear the story there.
Will be fraught with peril. But you will have might and magic on your side. The nights will be cold, but your trusted companions will keep you warm. Your enemies will be strong, but in time, you can grow stronger.
This just kind of keeps going, huh?
Now, gather your wits and steel your courage. Your Gordian quest is about to begin.
All right, I'm into it. Let's do it. Act 1, Westmire. Press Y. There we go. Select your hero. Pick your starting hero. You will gain a chance to recruit other heroes later. We can choose Lucius, Ida, Naren. Wow, there's 10 characters available for me right from the start. We're gonna choose Lucius, a sword hand. Yeah, he was the one that the curse was on by default. There's a complexity rating for each character out of 3 stars. And Lucius and Catherine, who's a cleric, are both one star. Wow, that volume got louder. On music? Beefed yourself up a little bit. It's cool. We're in Choose Lucian. It says press L to choose a starter deck. The sword hand is selected by default. We're just going to leave that as is and hit next. Normal. There's an easy mode. There's normal, hard, nightmare, and torment. And then you can choose standard mode, which means you'll arrive in town upon being defeated in battle, or roguelite mode. If your entire party is defeated in battle, your run ends. Versus roguelike mode, heroes cannot be resurrected at the sanctuary upon death. If your entire party is defeated, your run ends. We're going to just play standard mode on next. To help you master the basic combat rules, your first battle will be a quick guided tutorial. During the sequence, only your first hero will be used. Sounds good. Okay, battle commences. Officer Aaron says, "You there. You were with the soldiers that came in from the south. With me. The undead ahead look like nasty ones. We'll push through this group and regroup with Captain Roderick and his men in the garrison. If you're handy with that weapon of yours, now would be a good time to use it." So, what we see... Oh, he did an attack already. Hey, man, let me talk already. Perform an attack by picking a card, then picking a target in range. So, there are two columns of six rows each. The left three rows are blue, the right three rows are red. My characters are placed in the blue row, and these are in the red. Let's see. Then picking a target in range. Deal 5 damage, apply to Lunar rules, slash, deal 9 damage. But how's that in range? I'm gonna have to step forward a spot, it looks like. Okay, huh. Now do the same with the defense card, but play it on yourself. So at the bottom of the screen, I've got a deck of cards to choose from. I can... They all do 5. Every skill has an action point cost, shown in the orb in the card's left top left corner. Spend your remaining AP wisely. We're going to do more defense. Okay, you spend all your AP, pass the turn by pressing Y. Okay, enemy does bite. This one also does bite. I'm not sure how range works.
Huh?
Nice one. I must admit, I took you for an amateur. Now we might survive this one just yet. By my side, let's take them down together. Oh, one of the zombies stepped forward a space. I don't know what that does. You can move your hero on your side of the field. Moving a cell costs 1 AP. Press A on the highlighted cell to check the movement cost. Press again to perform the move. So it wants me to move up into the same row as my ally. I think I had columns and rows backwards. Anyway, you can also move around with special utility skills. Spending AP builds up a resource called strategy points, shown as a purple bar under the hero. Spend 1 SP to play the shift card to move beside Officer Aaron. So I just wasted the move I did, but that's fine. Officer Aaron possesses a trigger card, which can help you in this battle. Press X while his cell is selected to cycle through his actions and preview the trigger. Attack will stand beside him to trigger this effect. So I need to go up to him, press X, cycle through his actions and preview the trigger. Trigger. This skill activates conditionally, then discards itself. When an ally in the row attacks, follow up and deal 8 damage. Okay, cool. So now that I'm in the same row as him, we'll do an attack, and he does a follow-up. Cool, cool, cool. Triggers are discarded after one use, but can be drawn again from the deck. Now finish off this battle. Okay. Shift 1, move a target into an adjacent cell. No, we don't want to do that. We just want to move. We want to move there. Okay, I'm in front of him now. And we'll end our turn. Zombie bites me, deals 5 damage. Cool. He moves down. The zombie moves down. He stabs the zombie with a spear. Well fought. Let's get a move on before more of them come. The garrison is just up ahead. Alright, we won. So you got a little bit of Slay the Spire, but with like Darkest Dungeon style spacing, except there's two rows of spacing. Renown can be traded for artifacts and maps. We got money, we got renown. Positioning is vital to surviving on higher difficulties. Act 1, Trouble in Westmire. Okay, so we have a little town here. We have our character portrait off to the side. We have several things around town, it looks like. Maybe? Oh, it's a cursor. But there, I think none of them available yet, but there's several buildings it looks like we'll have access to. Right now, we can go to the guild hall. Welcome to the garrison. It isn't much, but it'll have to do on such short notice. Oh, where are my manners? I'm Officer Aaron of the town's guard. I wish we had met under better circumstances. This here's our guild hall. We've converted it to house survivors like yourself, so make yourself at home. In the meantime, you should speak with Captain Roderick. He's in charge around here. Now we get a new building called Captain Roderick.
At ease, Officer Aaron. Greetings, traveler. Your arrival to our fair city couldn't have come at a worse time. The undead curse that lays in this land has been a thorn in our side for centuries, but an attack of this magnitude? Unheard of.
And foul magic has disabled the waypoints as well. Smells like the work of enemy action, if you ask me.
Indeed, officer. Anyway, Captain Roderick's the name. I'm in charge of this garrison. We've already evacuated the civilians to High Home before the incident with the waypoints, so it's just battle essential personnel here. The situation's dire. We've got our hands full tending the injured, so I urge you to help my men push back the undead in the immediate area. The dead outnumber us 3-1 out there. My most pressing concern now is the garrison storehouse up north. It's been overtaken by local gangs, but if you can wrestle control back from them, it would greatly help the defense effort.
Leave it to us, sir. I've got a good feeling about this one.
Godspeed, and keep your wits about you out there.
Oh?
Well, before we leave, let's see if we can recruit more help from the guild hall. Things will go a lot smoother with another pair of hands. And we also have Sister Ophelia, but we're going to go to the guild hall. Views, page, a little more of it. Okay, the guild hall is wide and airy, originally designed to accommodate crowds for the town's festivities. Now it's a temporary refuge for sullen faced adventurers nursing all manner of injuries. Most shirk away as you approach, unwilling to head back out. You're about to ride off finding a hire when you run into a fellow adventurer. Hey, we get to choose an adventurer now. We're going to recruit Catherine the cleric. Recruit. You leave the guild hall new companion in tow. Humble beginnings, but a beginning nonetheless. Oh man, there's a bunch of stuff now. There's the blacksmith, Sister Ophelia. I want to exit. Ready to head out, we have to loop around the garrison to get to the storehouse. Steady as we go. If things start getting too tough, we head back to Sister Ophelia for healing. Okay.
Oh.
Okay, so it gives me a little map of battles we have to do. So we have to go to the right to do one battle, then south, then to the left, and then finally north. So we have to do three battles just to get to the warehouse. The Restless Dead. Heroes have plus 13 initiative. An undead horde marches upon Silverkeep. Captain Roderick and his men have set up a garrison in the city center and are preparing for a counterattack. Aid the effort by taking out stragglers in this area. Let's do it. Waiting on a loading screen. There we go. Okay, so we all roll d20s for initiative up at the top. I can see that. Use the right stick to check each unit's initiative. If you have a higher initiative than them, you can see their intent and plan for it. Use this information to strategize your actions. Oh, okay, cool. So all the zombies are gonna bite. Okay, that makes sense. My guy is up first here. His name is Lucius. Lucius is going to... he's in front of our pikeman right now, the NPC, which is good. He's going to protect him. So we're going to deal some damage to the zombie in front. And then we're going to guard and then guard, because two zombies are going to hit you. That's enough, yeah. Okay. And now my NPC does his turn. He attacked. That front zombie's almost taken out. And then there's Catherine. Our cleric is in a row by herself with a zombie. She Righteous Blow deals 28 damage? Holy smokes. The zombies only have 22 health. Yeah, Righteous Blow that guy. That took 2 AP, but still, you defeated him. Who needs it? Oh, I see where it shows what range they can attack on the card. So Debilitating Bolt does 6 damage and applies 9 vulnerable and can attack anywhere in front of her, basically. So there's a little icon that's an X, and then in front of it is 3 rows of 3 columns of white dots, and the X is in the middle of it. So it's saying it can attack basically any space in front of her. That's perfect. So she's going to take out the zombie there and attack. It's defeated. Perfect. So now we can end turn. This zombie's going to attack with bite, which does 5 damage, but we block it all. So round 2, the spearman shifted down for some reason. The zombie also shifted down, which means, can I just jump to Catherine's turn, even though she's technically later in the initiative order? Not enough SP to play this. Deal 5 damage, gain 1 channel. Okay, so she's going to do... Oh, nope, she can't. Okay, so we have to go back. You do have to do your turns in order. So his attacks... Show of force, gain 1 might, grant 1 might to adjacent allies. Deal 9 damage. So these just say melee, which I think can attack anywhere. It looks like, yeah. Okay, cool. So he can jump down and do an attack. And do another big attack. That guy's only got 2 health left. We can just finish him off. Boom, easy peasy. Both of my characters get some experience points. We can press continue. We got renown. We got cash. We got an ivory circlet. Common headgear grants mana charge +1 intelligence, has 2 sockets. Okay. And we got a splinter bomb. Deals 20 damage to enemies in a square. Take all. So now let's go to heroes. Can we equip items? Oh, we can. Put a circlet on your head. Mana charge. Gain 3 channel. Apply 1 root to self. Guessing that's going to mean it roots her in place. Let's go to our next battle. Keep your eyes peeled. All right, we roll our initiatives. This time, Lucius is still up at the front. Actually, it's the same order. But we've got... Who have we got for enemies? A skeleton and a zombie and another skeleton. This one... Careful of enemy formations. They can use triggers as well. Ah, you can also mouse over their icons to get more information about it. Well, that's... No, you can't mouse over it on this version on the Nintendo Switch, but that's okay. Let's see. Wait. No, that's not what I wanted to do. I just skipped Lucius's turn. Oopsies. I was trying to figure out how to look at the triggers and didn't. Is that X earlier? No, whatever. All right, Catherine, what are you gonna do? You're going to deal 28 damage to this guy here, get rid of him, and then you're going to shield block. No, you're gonna deflect, which does 6 guard. It was armor. So guard, block up to X damage this round, prevents receiving deaths. Armor, guard is not reduced for the next X hits. Reduced by 1 each time you take damage. So armor blocks entirely? I think is what that's saying? Oh, it does, yeah. So armor blocks a whole hit, guard blocks a certain amount of damage. I think. Okay, Lucius's turn. We're actually going to do something this turn, Lucius. I know, it's amazing. You're going to use Show of Force. Might deals 30% more damage on the next exit. So we're going to use Show of Force to give everybody a damage boost. And then we're going to attack this guy in front of us because our spear wound should also attack him, and that should eliminate him. And then you'll attack the guy in the next row. You won't because you can't get there. Path is blocked somehow. I guess because this zombie's in the way? So we'll take out that zombie. Interesting. Our spearman attacked the remaining skeleton. And then we'll use Divine Hammer to defeat it. Interesting. So melee attacks, I think you can attack anywhere, but you have to have a route to get there, which makes sense. Okay, we're on a proper grid now. 3x3 on each side of the battlefield. All right, our pikeman, our spearman attacked first, so now it is Lucian's turn. He can... I can't quite finish that guy off without... Yeah. We're gonna take up... Oh, he did, like, a crit? I don't know why we did a crit, but I think we critted. That's great. which means we attack this guy 2 times. That guy's down to 6 health. Oh, man. Ooh, I just realized this. We have a Bone Warrior, Hellhag, who has 68 health. That's a lot. Okay. Let's... move that guy around. Okay, interesting. And that applied vulnerable to him. Interesting. And then I'm gonna shift back. So now he has an empty lane in front of him, but I bet he doesn't attack the empty lane, right? Targets from front to back. If all opposing units are in the same row, priority goes same lane, upper lane, middle lane. So he's gonna attack. He's gonna attack our cleric. Okay. And this guy is doing guard. Oh, we don't even care about you then. Okay. Deal 14 damage, gain 4 armor, deal 28 damage, gain 3 channels. So we're gonna do armor first. And then we're gonna deal 20 damage to you. And then, oh, we have a bonus action thing we can do. Mana charge, gain 3 channel. Reduce the cost of channeled spells, okay. Holy Force. Deal 14 damage, reveal 1 temp common heal card. Create a card that lasts for the duration of this battle only. Okay, cool. And that gave us Restore. Heal self for 5 HP. Cool. End turn. We don't need to use that yet. I don't think she's gonna get hurt. Move to the front. She did get hurt. I don't understand why our guard and armor didn't block all that damage. Huh. Man, card games are so tough. There's so many little things that you have to keep track of. Let's take out. Oh, you can't take out that. But you can attack this guy in front. And then shift down. That guy has 39 health left. We do not have enough to do that unless we are vulnerable first. And then smite. Heck yeah. And then, oh man, we can't quite beat this guy. Except wait, we have a damage boost because we did whatever the morale thing with Lucian is. It didn't work. Oh, because that guy had armor. Okay, so we just hit his armor. That's fine. What are you doing this turn? Attack. Lane melee. It's the front target in the same lane. Well, then we're going to use shift to get out of your lane. What do you think about that? Straight strike. Doesn't hit anybody. No targets. That's right, stupid skeleton. All right. Oh, Officer Aaron finished off the skeleton force. Good job, Officer Aaron. Continue. Renown and gold. Thank you. You certainly got a knack for staying alive. The garrison should be a little safer now with your help. That leaves our main objective, the garrison storehouse. It's right up ahead through the streets. We had to barricade it off from the garrison when the bandits attacked. With luck, we'll be able to deal with them without too much trouble. All right. That's why I opened the skill grid. Oh, we leveled up! Skill grid! Comprise of skill nodes, hover on a node. Okay. Unlocking a node costs 1 skill point. Nodes need to be connected to a previous node. That all makes sense. Okay. Begin unlocking nodes starting from the center of the first block. More nodes can be unlocked after spending enough skill points. So we can unlock... Add stat point. Increase your strength, dexterity, or intelligence. Stat point. Increase initiative. Or increase health. Tier 1 talent socket. You can swap in talents while camping. Learn skill, health, initiative. Okay. We're going to go upwards, which takes us towards that tier 1 talent socket. Unlock node. Strength, dexterity, or intelligence. I think Lucius uses strength, probably. And then for our cleric... Wait, heroes, cleric, there we go. We're going to go up as well, same thing, basically the same grid. Add stat point. Unlock node. And you're going to do intelligence. That's that. All right, and on to the storehouse. The garrison storehouse contains useful equipment but has been overtaken by raiders. Chase them out. On the way to the storehouse, you pass by three soldiers nursing an assortment of injuries. They advise caution when dealing with the bandits.
Front door's blockaded, and they'll all have crossbows waiting for you if you get in, one of them says.
Down the road, you arrive at the garrison storehouse. A bandit peers out from the arrow slit on the door, on the second floor.
Scram, unless you got a death wish, he sneers before heading back inside.
The front door doesn't budge when you push on it. It might give way with some force, but the earlier soldier's warning comes to mind, and I can force the door or search for another point of entry. Force the door says pick one hero to attempt a might check. Base chance to succeed is 50% for Lucius or 45% for Catherine. Or I can search for another point of entry, which is a perception check, 40% for Lucian or 60% for Catherine. Catherine, let's do it. You're now attempting a challenge, a test of your skill and luck. Roll higher than the challenge difficulty to succeed. Rolling a 1 is always a failure, and rolling a 20 is always a success. Okay. Perception check. Pick a hero for this challenge. We want Catherine. Skills will grant a bonus modifier based on the challenge type. Wait, gain a bonus modifier based on the chosen skill for this event. If using a common skill, gain 1 exhaustion. Using a rare skill, gain 2 exhaustion. I don't know what this means. It's showing me all my cards. So I can pick a card? What does exhaustion do? I don't know. We're going to choose Divine Hammer. It says +3 at the bottom. Okay. So we've got a +6 roll modifier. Let's roll. We got 15. +6 is 21. We only needed 11. Continue. Oh, wait. Did I just burn my card? I didn't see what it said there. Oops. Climb to the roof. Your keen eye spots... Oh, oops, I was supposed to read this other part first. Your keen eyes spot faint scuff marks on the far wall, likely made by steel-toed boots. On further inspection, you spot a few good handholds on an uneven patch of wall, which you could use to climb up to the storehouse's roof. Officer Aaron assists you with a boost. Climb to the roof. Okay. On the rooftop, you fortuitously find an open hatch door and a ladder leading down into the storehouse. Inside, you spot three bandits on the lower floor. Two of them have their crossbows trained on the front door. A larger bandit, presumably their leader, is rummaging through various supply crates. With the advantage of surprise, you estimate that Officer Aaron and yourself could take out one set of them, but which one? I can either take out the two bandits watching the door, which triggers an encounter, or take out the bandit leader in the back. I mean, obviously the bandit leader. Get rid of him. Cautiously moving across the rafters, Officer Aaron waits for the signal. The officer lands on the large man, throwing him off balance. You follow through, slamming the man's head into a nearby crate to knock him out cold. The two bandits whirl around in surprise, clumsily firing off their crossbows in your direction. I can do a test of reflex. That's my only option. Pick one hero to attempt a reflex check, which is Dex. Base chance for Lucius is 70%, for Catherine is 60. Pick a hero. Pick a skill. We're gonna pick just like a basic block is +4. Dodge is +7. Even though it's like exactly the same as block? Okay, we're gonna pick dodge. Roll. We rolled a 14 +8, I think it was. We succeeded. Cannot be played. Rest or use consumables to remove this. Oh, so the card, we get exhaustion cards in our deck is what happened. I see. You drop low, attempting to avoid the volley. You close in on the two remaining bandits and battle is joined. Cool. That reminded me of the Merlin game we played. Hand of Merlin, I think. But I liked that like interplay with choosing characters and stats and rolling a d20. I like that a lot. Okay, we got two enemies to take out here. This guy is going to shift one and gain 7 guard. This one is also going to shift one and gain 7 guard, so neither of them are going to attack this turn, so we're just going to go all out. I should have gained might before I attacked. That was stupid of me. Guard is for this round only. Okay, so there's no reason for me to play those, so that's all for Lucius' turn. That guy sidesteps. This other guy sidesteps. Now it's Catherine's turn. Catherine is going to... She only has 2 attack cards as well. Deal 7 damage, apply 10 vulnerable. What does vulnerable do? Take X more damage on the next hit. So he's going to take 10 more damage on his next hit. So we're going to do that and that to take that guy out. That leaves one guy standing in front of me who has already done his turn, so he's not going to attack. So let's gain armor. Guard is not reduced for the next X hits. Reduced by one each time you take damage. That sounds to me like armor should block all damage, doesn't it? Okay, next round. What just happened? What was it? Like, some rubble fell. Oh, there was a trap. A trap on the floor. Interesting. Okay. Deal 10 damage, deal 10 damage. Yeah, this guy's toast. He's easy. Easy peasy. We won! Gain experience. And we gain money and renown. And Aaron says, a victory for us. Let's head back to the garrison. We did it, friends. This is cool. I'm very keen to play more of this. The deck building games can be tough for me. I like them conceptually, but they can get really complicated. And this one seems like it definitely has a chance to do that with multiple characters, with multiple decks all interacting at the same time. But I'm intrigued by it. I really like the art style. I like the kind of in-between storytelling. Yeah. Yeah, I like it.
Excellent work out there, Officer Aaron. Head over with some of the reserves to secure the area. Right away, Captain. Now, even as we speak, there are battles being waged on multiple fronts along the outer perimeter of the garrison. Few adventurers like yourselves have been dispatched to two checkpoints to hold the line. My resources are stretched thin as it is. I'll need you to head out to support the defense effort. Make sure none of the undead break through.
Alright, can we go recruit another character? Guild Hall. No? Interesting. We can go see Sister Ophelia, though. I'll do what I can to heal your wounds, but anything beyond that? Well, resources are strained at the moment. Please do what you can to protect the innocents here. If necessary, return to the sanctuary for healing. I guide you, traveler. Heroes are healed up to 50% of their maximum HP when visiting the sanctum. That's all I need. Yeah. But he didn't do it. What? Okay, I guess we'll purchase healing? Huh, weird. And then we can exit, and there's a whole new adventures to go on. There's a guy with a beard over there, there's a smarmy-looking guy up there. So the battles that we've already done are checked off, and there's new opportunities open to us. That's very, very cool. I'm definitely looking forward to checking more of this one out. This is Gordian Quest. I'm playing it on the Nintendo Switch. It is... I don't remember if there's an embargo, so I'm not sure when I will be posting this, but Gordian Quest comes out on the Switch on the 26th of December. An epic deck building RPG with roguelite elements and turn-based strategic combat. And it is... Wanna say $20? No? What just happened? Yeah, $20. $18 for a release sale. I'm kinda into this. This seems very cool. I'm planning to play more of it. I will probably either share more here or on Geek to Geek Media, so keep an eye out on that. And until next time, friends, tape and hope for the best. If you enjoyed my show, it would mean a lot if you would rate and review it on iTunes, share it on social media, or check out my Patreon. You can find all of my stuff at troidalpower.carrd.co.
This has been a presentation of the We Can Make This Work
Probably Network.
Follow us on Twitter
at Probably Work for more of our questionable content.
Also, we have a website called probablywork.com.